Justin Sorrells of Sorrells Citrus in Arcadia was among panelists at Citrus Expo last week who said Southern Florida citrus groves, mostly south of State Road 70, are looking better now than more northern groves. Sorrells offers his explanation for the better-appearing southern groves.
Down south, unfortunately, were the first hit with greening. They were the first to realize there was an issue along in the state. They were the first to switch over to a nutritional program that fed the tree foliar through the leaves and through the top of the tree more than through the roots, and did it more often. So because they were a little bit ahead of the curve than the rest of us in the state, we followed suit probably a year after. So naturally their trees are healthy right now and are starting to see the increase in yields that we all are expecting as we move forward with our new programs. They were just the first ones out of the gate.
So you think it's more good cultural practices that they started there rather than maybe trees are getting acclimated to HLB?
Well, no, I think all of it has something to do with it. I think it's the timing issue more than anything else. Cultural practices began earlier down south. The tree is trying to become acclimated to a disease and produce in spite of the disease, and they were the first to see symptoms of the disease. So it's all timing. We're hoping that that is the case because we have followed suit with the southern growers and are trying to catch up and get our trees as healthy as what we are seeing down south. But we are in the central region of the state, and even some of the northern regions are seeing healthier trees, better productions, and a lot of it is just cultural practices, changing up the way we take care of our groves, the timing issues in sprays and fertilizers, hedging, topping, root control, all of it wrapped into one is kind of the new direction of the industry. We know we're going to have greening. We just need healthier greening trees to produce the quality crops that we're all used to producing.
What were some other big issues going forward?
I mean, I think everything that was spoken about this morning, Chimas and the importance of Chimas working together. I don't think this industry has ever been a proprietary situation where we try to hide things from other growers, but I think now more than ever it is a cooperative initiative across the state, trying to figure out how we can help our next door neighbor, because we know that if their grove is better, our grove in return will be better producers because of the lack of psyllids. Finding out what our next door neighbor is doing to make their trees look better so we can do the same.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.